Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 53, What to Do When You Really Don't Want to Cook. Look, as we transition from loosey-goosey summer schedules to far more regimented schedules in the fall, I find that that transition can be where cooking feels a little extra hard. There's so many new routines all at the same time. And honestly, this episode topic was totally inspired by an Instagram DM I received that simply read, "What do I do when I just don't want to cook?" And as I read this comment, I felt like I immediately knew this person and sympathized with her and the daily dinner grind. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how to pull yourself out of a dinner rut and tackle the feelings of dinner dread. If you feel this, this episode is for you. I feel this every so often because I am a normal person. But you shouldn't have to feel this way all the time. So we're going to run through a couple of really simple tips where you can start small and hopefully notice some big shifts in the way you think about and approach cooking regular dinners. But first, let's tackle a few ideas you could throw on your meal plan this week. And before we do this, I just want to remind you that mapping out your meals or making a meal plan is so worth it. And if you are stuck in this place of dinner dread, it might be worth starting with a plan. Now, it doesn't have to be fancy, and that doesn't mean you're going to cook 7 nights a week. That might mean you only cook once a week. Start small. But if you dread it, attach it to something you enjoy, like listening to a favorite podcast, watching a favorite show. Try and force yourself to map out those meals. It really does help. One way I'm going to help you is by giving you some ideas for this week. All right, you guys, October, it's here. How did that happen? October is here, which means we're kind of kicking off that holiday season, but more importantly than that, we are kicking off comfort food season. So bring on the soups, the stews, the chilies, the slow cooker meals. I am here for it. So the recipe that I am most excited to cook this week is something I call cook-off chili. And the reason I'm so excited is because I have been testing this recipe for the better part of 6 weeks. My family is so sick of chili. We have had so much chili. But honestly, I wanted to come up with a classic chili that if you were attending a chili cook-off at your church, at your community, at your elementary school, this is the recipe you make. This is the one. This is the winner. So it's got a couple of secret ingredients in it, but nothing too crazy, nothing too crazy at all. But man, is it good. It's so, so good. So we're going to do cook-off chili and cornbread because that's the way we do it in our house. And we usually have root beer as well. I usually make homemade root beer for Halloween, not on just a regular Monday night. So we'll just get regular old root beer from the store, but that'll be really fun. Second recipe. Salsa chicken skillet. This one is awesome. And this is basically a pantry meal for me because if I've got a jar of salsa in the pantry and I've got chicken breasts in the freezer or in the fridge, I am good to go. Very few ingredients, amazing like Mexican profile. And I do this on Tuesdays because for me, Tuesday forever was Taco Tuesday and now it's just kind of like Mexican Tuesday. And so when I need a break from tacos, salsa chicken skillet is a great option. This one is so good. And then the third recipe I'm making this week is a sheet pan teriyaki pork tenderloin. This is another really simple recipe. This is a 5-ingredient recipe, even though we're out of our 5-ingredient month. I love this one. It uses my favorite teriyaki sauce that I keep in my pantry all the time. Pineapple, bell peppers, pork tenderloin, red onion. So simple. I serve it with rice and cilantro, and it is delish. So, they're your recipes for the week. So simple, you can find them all in Recipe Club individually or our weekly meal planning guide with easily printable shopping lists. And just a quick update for my Recipe Club members. We've switched things up a bit to try and support you even more when it comes to mapping out your meals every week. So if you're a member of Recipe Club, make sure you check out the homepage when you log in this week. We're going to start updating that every single week so that you can see the weekly meal plan. And if you don't want to follow a weekly meal plan verbatim, there is a reminder for the steps that I like to follow every week when it comes to making a meal plan based on what I already have on hand. So check that out. I think it's going to be awesome and a great help to you guys as you utilize Recipe Club, not only as a recipe library, but as a system for getting dinner on the table. All right, let's jump to the back half of the podcast and discuss how to fight dinner dread and what the heck you're supposed to do when you simply don't want to cook. We've all been there, feeling like you just can't when it comes to cooking dinner. In fact, I'd say this feeling is one that almost everyone can relate to. And if you can't, you are a cooking unicorn. Because even as someone who has a deep passion and love for cooking and spends my full-time job coming up with solutions to help people get dinner on the table, I still feel this. So first and foremost, don't feel bad for feeling this way. It's completely normal to feel this way. I don't care how much you love to cook. So what I want to offer today are a couple of ideas that you can turn to so that when you fall into an I hate cooking slump, you can quickly pull yourself out of it. All right, here we go. First, don't do it all. What do I mean by this? When you don't want to cook, think about how you can rely on a favorite local spot or restaurant to make dinner happen. We will call these restaurant rescue dinners because I like alliteration and I can't help myself. For example, order pizza and make a salad at home. So when it comes to eating out or having food delivered or picking up takeout, one thing that I do try to do in my house is still bring the food home and eat around the table together. Now, obviously, there's going to be special occasions and exceptions, and I'm all for that. I think you can have an amazing restaurant meal connecting with people. The problem is I have a three-year-old. So right now, a three-year-old in a restaurant is like misery. So we don't hardly ever do that. But I like the idea because at the end of the day, when it comes to food and what's most important about food, I think it's connecting with people. And I like the ritual of connecting over a table, a kitchen island, whatever that may be. So I like the idea of bringing that home. Now, for whatever it is, something about even just making a side dish helps to elevate my confidence a bit so that I can in fact cook and not hate it. So here's a good example. We talked about pizza and the make a salad, right? Most Fridays we either order in pizza or we pick it up from somewhere, but I almost always make a Caesar salad. Now, sometimes that's a Caesar salad kit that I toss some grape tomatoes and a squeeze of lemon juice and sometimes some bow tie pasta in there, and I've made kind of this homemade salad. I don't know what it is, but you guys, it really makes me feel like I've made dinner when I did not do the hard part. I literally just tossed a few ingredients together, and I feel a little bit better about it. Another example is like grabbing burritos from Chipotle and making guac at home, because you know how expensive that guac is. But we recently did this. Robbie picked up Chipotle burritos, brought them home. Kids had quesadillas. I had avocados that were about ready to turn. I just whipped up some guac, and something about that, as we ate our burritos around our kitchen island and I had made the guac and I pulled out the salsa that I know we like, it just felt nice. It felt a little more homemade than picking up the food, pulling it out of the brown bags, and everybody just eating as fast as they can. So this is what I would suggest. I try and come up with three scenarios like this where you can use a restaurant to help supplement dinner with a homemade touch. For the sake of examples, here are mine. Pizza with the Bowtie Caesar Salad Kit. And that Bowtie Caesar Salad recipe, it's five ingredients. It's in Recipe Club. So simple, but I use that all the time. Then if somebody wants pasta, I've already made the pasta and it's fine. And it just makes it feel a bit heartier. Chipotle burritos, homemade guac, or pickled onions. I know it sounds crazy, but those pickled onions are so easy to make and they are so delicious. And you put a homemade pickled onion on a burrito bowl from Chipotle and it's a different experience. Chinese takeout and a cucumber mango salad or slaw. So you take some mangoes, you take some cucumbers, you take a little rice wine vinegar, you take some sesame seeds, a little salt, pepper, done. And you have a nice fresh salad to go on the side of that Chinese takeout that you picked up. Okay, so think about that. Restaurant rescue dinners. Once you have determined what might be helpful to you, I want you to write them down. This could be in your phone or on a sheet of paper that you tape to the back of a cabinet, just somewhere where you can easily reference them when you know that you don't have it in you that night and you need a little help. All right, second, you need a greatest hits list, which is a list of the recipes that you make and are so familiar with that you barely need a recipe. And most importantly, these are recipes you know everyone will eat. I find that one of the things that is most annoying about cooking while you're raising kids, and which tends to throw me in said dinner rut, is when you go to the effort to make dinner and nobody eats it. So you need a few recipes that you know will always be a home run. Then you're going to do your best to stock what you can in your pantry to make these recipes happen. If you've never made a list like this before, propose it to your family members and see what they come up with. Then, same thing as above, you're going to write them down. Keep your greatest hits list in the same place you keep your restaurant rescue dinners. So whether that's in the notes app on your phone or you chicken scratch it on a piece of lined paper that you tape up in your pantry, just write it down. That way you can easily reference this when you are low on brain power. Here are a few of, I literally am looking at my greatest hits list right now. Baked ziti, it's the recipe that'll never die in my family. It is always everybody's favorite. Everyone loves it. Any time of year, it is the best. So I always try and keep what I can on hand for baked ziti. The apple bacon grilled cheese sandwiches, huge hit around here. And Robbie and I love them with everything, and Ollie as well. My girls just like regular grilled cheese, but that's a win. That is such a win. And then I like the tomato soup, the tomato red pepper soup from Trader Joe's. So I keep that in my pantry. So we have that for dipping and it's a great meal. My 5-ingredient tortilla soup with rice. This one's been in heavy rotation lately. Everyone loves this. You guys, it's 5 ingredients. It is chicken broth. It is salsa verde. It is a rotisserie chicken. It is a can of cannellini beans and it is cumin. And then I make rice on the side. I make the soup, I put the rice in the bottom of the bowl, pour the soup over the top, and then we dress it up like tacos, and it is delicious. And I can literally keep everything I need on hand to make that recipe in my pantry. So recipes like that, other than rotisserie chicken, I don't have rotisserie chickens hanging out in my pantry, but you can be able to have shredded chicken on hand. Okay, one more, I just gotta say it, it's so simple, but it's a hit. Spaghetti and meatballs. Spaghetti, I'm talking Rao's sauce, spaghetti noodles, frozen meatballs. And that's it. That's a greatest hits dinner around here right now and something I can keep on hand. So write those recipes down. Third, consider having themed cooking nights. Now, I feel like this is something that was really popular like 10, 15 years ago, but I think we might need to bring it back. If you are looking for more of a system that you want to put into place, but you know that it has to be simple, think about assigning a theme to each night that you typically cook. For example, Monday bowls, and that could be rice bowls, pasta, anything you'd serve in a bowl, salad, grain bowls. Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, or if you live in my house, that is transitioned into Mexican Tuesday. Wednesday, slow cooker, one pot. Thursday in our house right now is always a 5-ingredient recipe because Thursdays are our busiest extracurricular activity day. So I always plan a super simple recipe for that night. Friday is always pizza. Saturday is always leftovers or eating out. That's the day I clean out the fridge and I try and feed people whatever I can. And then on Sunday, I typically make, if I'm doing a new recipe or a recipe that takes a few extra steps, that I save that for Sunday because I can enjoy it a bit more. So I'm not saying that those have to be your nights. You could have Italian night. You could have Mexican night. You could have Greek night. You could have, for crying out loud, you could have Chipotle night, right? Where you plan on Chipotle every Tuesday. Great. Give yourself permission to do that. That's totally fine. But think about assigning a theme to each day so that it's fewer decisions that you have to make every single week when you are mapping out your meals. this can make meal planning infinitely easier. And I mean, I can't tell you how often I hear you guys, many of you will say to me, I don't mind cooking, I just hate deciding what to make. So this is a way for you to reduce that stress. Fourth, batch cook proteins and use them throughout the week. Okay, so this is top of mind for me because all of our recipes in Recipe Club this next month are slow cooker friendly. So I have also been working on a slow cooker cheat sheet that will come out next week that includes a recipe for shredded beef, shredded pork, and shredded chicken, and then 3 to 4 recipes that can be made from each of those things. So go with me here. It's Sunday. You want to, you know, slow cook a big roast, whether it's pork or beef or a bunch of chicken. You shred it, you've got it on hand, and then what can you make with it? Sliders, quesadillas, rice or grain bowls, soup, all sorts of stuff. And so I'm going to have this nice cheat sheet, an easy reference guide that if you want to have one day a week where you're always doing a slow cooker meal that's going to turn into 3 other meals, I got you covered. So I've been testing the recipes right now, and I think this could be a great way to simplify. I mean, slow cooking, you just got to throw everything in the slow cooker. It's hardly cooking at all, right? What's hard is figuring out what to do with it after you've shredded it. So we're gonna get you covered there and hopefully provide some help when it comes to that. So batch cooking proteins, that could totally be a way to pull you out of that dinner rut. Fifth and final suggestion, take a night off and assign it out to a spouse, partner, an older child. Maybe by eliminating one night of cooking or 2 nights, that's just what you need for things to feel more manageable in the kitchen. So every household's different, every family structure's different, but if you are just feeling so burned out by constantly having to decide what to make, then cooking it, say to your significant other, hey, will you take Tuesdays? I just can't do Tuesdays. I'm not doing it. You're in charge of Tuesdays. I don't care what you do, but you're in charge of Tuesdays. And you know what? That may mean peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for every Tuesday from here on out, but it might be worth it if you don't have to make the decision and do the cooking. Don't be afraid to ask for help. All right, that's it for this week. I will be sending you all of the positive vibes as you pull yourself out of your dinner rut and find a simple system that helps you enjoy this daily to-do just a bit more. We have a new batch of recipes launching in Recipe Club this week, all slow cookers. They're so, so, so good. So make sure you check that out on the first of the month. And if you are not a member of Recipe Club, but you're interested in checking it out or giving it a try, you can use the code PODCAST to get your first month free. And I highly recommend doing so. There's great stuff in there. We just are coming off of our fall 5-ingredient meal plan, which is all still going to be there. You've got a recipe library of over 160 recipes. We've made it really easy to search by ingredient or by method of cooking or by protein. We really are thinking about the process you go through each week as you get dinner on the table and trying to simplify it. All right, guys, that's it. We will see you next week, and thanks so much for listening.